Some issues come and go at the state capitol in Albany, but education always remains on the agenda for the governor and the legislature, and this year will be no different. The theme of Governor Andrew Cuomo's State of the State on Wednesday was Built to Lead. But Tim Creamer, executive director of the New York State School Boards Association, says a better description might be a work in progress.
He has some great initiatives, some laudable proposals, things that we would support. I just don't think that he's put forward the resources that we're going to need in order to get the job done. So we're on the right path, on the good direction. We're just going to need more in order to get it done right.
How do you get that kind of money? What's the shortfall? What do you think the deficit will be from what the governor wants to do and from what you have?
Yeah, we as an organization have called for $2.3 billion in additional state funding for this coming fiscal year. Many other organizations have been in and around that same amount. The governor is calling for $2.1 billion, but spread over 2 years. So he comes in at about half of what we would ask for.
And, of course, there's the tax cap, which makes it harder for you.
That's the real kicker here. The tax cap, which is going to limit dramatically what we can raise locally, means we are more dependent than ever on state aid. And so now we really need an amount that is extraordinary in order to meet our current expenses. We estimate that our just to maintain current programs and services is $1.7 billion, and the governor's coming in way below that.
The governor gave a vote of confidence and some support to charter schools. What's your reaction to his comments on that?
Well, not surprising. Pretty New York City-centric, and I don't want to dismiss it, but the fact of the matter is that he is talking about a tuition change for charter schools, New York City only. He's talking about extending a policy that would require the New York City Department of Education to make available space to charter schools who could not go into their public school buildings. It is pretty much focused on New York City. We'll probably stay on the sidelines and watch that one unfold.
What about the Common Core changes? He appointed a commission. I believe you were a member. It came back. What's going to happen with the recommendations on Common Core?
Well, I guess I have to be appreciative of the fact that the governor seemed to embrace in its entirety our Common Core task force recommendations and handed them over to where they properly belong, back to the State Education Department and the Board of Regents. There are some cost implications, and he did not address any of that. We'll see to what extent we're able to implement the things that were recommended without having some money specified for that purpose. But the governor recognizes, I believe, that he understands Common Core, the testing, the annual professional performance reviews have become a real hot-button issue, and he's handing that hot potato back to the State Education Department. He's going to focus on some other matters.
What's your feeling about the legislature? We've been talking about the governor. What's your idea of what the legislature is going to do this session? Hard to predict, of course, but any early ideas?
Well, this is not unusual that the governor comes forward with a kind of a middle-of-the-road proposal, knowing full well that the legislature will have its own priorities, its own numbers, and it's likely going to come back with some proposals that are going to trump the governor, to suggest that more money is needed for certain things. And obviously, from my perspective, we're going to rely on that kind of support from both houses of the legislature to help us kind of level up and find a compromise that everybody can get their head around.
Now, education is usually front and center, and it's important again this year, but there's been talk of the higher minimum wage, ethics reform, infrastructure projects. There's so much on the agenda. Is education perhaps getting pushed back just a little bit this year, do you think?
That's a good question. You are right about those other initiatives, and I think they are very important sorts of things. I was impressed with the overall theme of the governor's State of the State and budget presentation. He's, I think, identifying the right priorities. My hope is that public education will continue to be the number one priority. And what oftentimes happens, despite what we in Albany think, back home, it is that issue of public education that parents, taxpayers, communities, students, teachers, they all will make that their number one. And that gets vocalized, that gets communicated to every one of these legislators. I think most of those legislators would tell you that that's the one issue that, among any of them, that they're probably held most personally accountable for.
Tim Creamer is the executive director of the New York State School Boards Association.